Auto Modesty Deficiency Syndrome. Humans have no modesty. James nearly choked on a sandwich.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
His college classmate, Razorwind, slurped noisily from his can of soda and leaned closer.
I said humans have no modesty. That's a universal problem on Earth, right?
Razor, don't say things like that,
snapped his other classmate, Potluck.
Come on, where's your cultural sensitivity?
James blinked a couple of times and drummed his fingers on the cafeteria table.
Okay, that's gonna need a little bit of unpacking. I know the words, but I'm pretty sure I'm not thinking about the same context that you are.
Razor tilted his head.
So what makes you say that?
See, I'm pretty sure that most humans have some modesty.
That remark earned him a puzzled frown from Potluck.
Wait, what? Most humans? If that's the case, then by some astronomical stroke of luck, all of the humans that we've seen so far must be in the minority without modesty, you included.
Potluck then winced.
Sorry, I didn't mean to insinuate that. Okay, hold up. This is a clear sign that we're not on the same page.
James cut in with a quick wave of his hand. He paused to take a sip of coffee and then continued.
I mean, let's talk about modesty. So, what do you mean by that?
It's a pretty basic word.
Razor cocked an eyebrow and made a vague circular gesture with his right wing.
You know, not showing your naughty bits and all that?
James nodded.
Well, yeah, we humans share that definition. It's why we wear clothes. Huh? But I thought humans wore clothes specifically because you don't have any modesty,
cried Potluck. James froze for a second or two before casting a quick glance around the busy cafeteria. Unfortunately, a couple of girls passed by and heard that little outburst and were giving them confused scowls as they walked away, muttering to each other in hushed tones. Potluck's ears flattened as Razor gave him a sly wing slap on the shoulder, and his sky blue coat turned bright red around his face. He then mumbled something under his breath and stuffed an entire donut into his mouth with magic. James stifled a chuckle and shook his head.
Alright, you lost me again.
But, it's such a simple concept!
Razor scoffed and fluttered his wings again.
Like, modesty is how we hide our ding-dongs.
You mean, like, clothes? Is it some kind of underwear?
No.
Razor rolled his eyes and shifted his chair so that James had a clear view of his fuzzy belly and all of its naked glory. He then gestured at his crotch with a hoof.
See?
James stared for a couple of seconds, wondering if there was some camouflage garment or doodad that he was supposed to be looking at. The location of Razor's belly button was obvious, thanks to the swirling pattern of his coat alignment in that area, but anything below that was mostly a smooth, featureless sea of purple fuzz, with a bit of pinkish skin partially visible where it was thinner. Really, if it hadn't been for the folds of skin and his breathing, anyone might have mistaken him for a stuffed toy instead of a living creature at first glance. Then, it finally dawned on him.
Oh, bloody hell,
he said, smacking his head.
It's magic, isn't it?
Razor gave him a half-lidded stare.
Duh.
He snorted and threw up his hands.
Well, how the heck was I supposed to know that you guys have such a mundane term for a spell? You would have saved so much time if you just started off by saying it's magic.
Hmm?
Potluck held up a hoof and gulped down the remains of his donut.
But it's not really classified as magic. Modesty doesn't really require any power or conscious thought to maintain, and also quit presenting Razor, people are gonna notice.
Razor ignored him.
Yeah, it's kind of a metaphysical thing in Equestria. Every pony has it. Well, except foals because they're too young to know any better, and some ponies with a hereditary disorder. Auto Modesty Deficiency Syndrome, AMDS for short, is quite common in some places like Manhattan, which is why so many ponies wear clothes over there. It's considered polite, even if they don't need to.
Okay, metaphysical or whatever, it's close enough to magic for me.
James peered at Razor's crotch, ignoring Potluck's exasperated groan in the process, and pointed a finger to it.
So, has it actually disappeared, or is it just invisible? Like, hypothetically, if someone were to grope you down there, would they actually feel something?
I can't believe we're talking about this.
Potluck murmured as he distracted himself with a cookie.
I can't believe we're only talking about this now,
James retorted.
We've known each other for almost an entire year.
Well, ponies don't exactly go around looking for opportunities to talk about their private parts.
Mostly.
Potluck shot a glare at Razor, then turned back to James with a frown.
Are humans any different?
He raised a finger, paused for a moment, then lowered it.
You know, I'm not sure if I want to answer that.
All right then, back on topic,
said Razor.
To answer your question, yes, I do have a dong, and it's exactly where it's supposed to be all the time. Although, I wouldn't recommend groping any pony to find out, though. That's usually how you get kicked in the teeth.
Okay, duly noted. Don't grope ponies.
And another thing, nearly every pony on Earth goes around naked at some point, and I know you've seen mares and stallions in public. Did you just think that we don't have ding-dongs, hoo-has, and bungholes?
Razor gave him a pointed look and jabbed a feather at him like a thumb.
Did you think that we didn't have any of those up until today?
James felt his cheeks and ears heating up.
Well, of course not. I just thought that they were all really well hidden in sheaths or covered in thick fur or something. And I wasn't about to stroll up to you guys and say, yo, how come you don't have a dick or an asshole?
I can't complain about that.
Potluck rolled his eyes and waggled a hoof at James.
Don't ever apologize for being polite. Razor's just a shameless peacock.
Oh, and speaking of shameless, the first time I used the men's changing room, I freaked out because I thought every single guy in there was hitting on me.
Razor winced and chuckled ruefully as he stared off into the distance.
It would have saved me a ton of embarrassment if we had talked sooner because I kept thinking for months that all human guys had a thing for me.
James felt his eyes widening.
Hold on a minute. Is that why you asked whether I was into you that time we went swimming at the lake?
Yeah. You saying no pretty much confirmed my suspicions and filled the blanks for me. Up until then, I've heard people mentioning a lack of modesty in some humans, so I assume the exact same concept must have existed on Earth.
Well, over here, the phrase refers to a moral failing rather than a medical condition.
Razor huffed.
Well, I know that now.
James felt his eyes drawn to his friend's crotch once more.
So your modesty deactivates when you're, horny?
No, it deactivates when I want it to.
Razor snapped.
Like so.
James blinked and he was suddenly privy to quite a view.
Oh, son of a- Okay, look, I didn't need to see that, but... congrats, I guess?
He heard Potluck spraying himself with orange juice and erupting into a coughing fit, but he couldn't take his eyes off the equipment on display. It pretty much guaranteed that he would never be able to compare his friend's underside to that of a plush toy ever again. Razor smirked, and the next time James blinked, the parts in question had vanished.
Why, thank you. It's not all that different from taking clothes off, now that I think about it, but usually the only times that we turn it off is when we see the doctor, or when we want to let some pony know that we're interested in...
Rumpy Pumpy?
Yeah.
Or if some featherbrain just wants to show off.
Potluck murmured as he finished magically wringing juice out of his chest fur.
Sweet Celestia, is this conversation real? Why am I even friends with you two?
Because how else are you gonna have a full party for game night?
Said Razor.
That much is true. Curses.
But seriously though, I did not need to see that.
James chuckled and shook his head.
But okay, I'm glad that we cleared up that little misunderstanding. If by modesty, you mean the special pony ability to keep your nether parts hidden, then yes, humans have no modesty. Or we all inherently have AMDS, so take your pick.
Wait a sec.
Razor narrowed his eyes.
Special pony ability? It might have been a slip of the tongue, but I meant that everyone in Equestria has modesty, as in all non-ponies do as well.
James blinked.
Huh. Okay, cool. I guess that makes sense.
With that additional tidbit of information filed away for future reference, he could finally get back to finishing his neglected sandwich. But while he chewed, some part of his brain could not help cross-referencing it with past experiences, and soon dredged up a little incident, which occurred some few months ago involving a female griffin. His chewing slowed. She may or may not have deliberately lifted her tail just when he was walking right behind her, but he very distinctly remembered seeing her rear orifices. Multiple times. James swallowed hard and swept his gaze around the cafeteria. Humans as usual, with a smattering of ponies and one of those insectoid variants and...
Oh, there!
One griffin student, male, queuing up to order food at the counter with his back to them, idly swishing his tail like a cat, so James had a clear and unobstructed view of his backside. A backside that was as smooth, clean, and anatomically neutral as that of a plush toy. Oh. Razor was grinning.
I know that look. You just had your mind blown. Come on, spill.
It's just probably nothing.
And you're all red! That's as far from nothing as equinely possible.
He sang. James grimaced and wriggled his hand vaguely.
Yeah, okay. It was just a griffin girl that I saw when I was leaving the mall or theater. I forget, but she walked right in front of me and let me see her lady parts. And given what you told me today, I guess I know why she kinda got annoyed when I kept trying to avoid eye contact with her.
Racer simply nodded and wolf whistled, while Potluck clapped both forehooves on the table and leaned close with his ears perked.
Oh, Luna Stars, when was this? Please tell me you at least got her number or an address.
Look, that was months ago, and I didn't ask, and I wasn't gonna stalk a complete stranger.
James shook his head and leaned away from Potluck's manic stare.
Also, what the hell? Weren't you all about being dignified and respectful just now? Why are you suddenly so up in my face about this kind of talk?
Potluck thumped his hoof on the table hard enough to make the plates clatter a bit.
James, a girl just presented to you and you inadvertently blew her off. That's totally different. Friends don't let friends just walk away from gift horses... catbirds.
James held up both hands.
Whoa, now, Oh, okay, look, I'm not so sure I'm into girls with feathers and beaks. Wait, how would even kissing work with that setup?
Easy, find her again and find out.
Hang on,
Razor put his elbow on the table and propped up his muzzle with a hoof, still smirking.
So, any chance you remember what she looks like? There can't be too many girls like her around here, and I could zip around town for a bit and do some recon.
I don't know. She was blue and gray, a bit like a macaw.
Oh, darn. Doesn't sound like any griff I know.
Look, I can't... Why am I even talking about this?
James snorted and cut off further protest with a wave of his hand.
Look, guys, I appreciate the encouragement, but really, I just want to focus on my studies until this crazy semester is over. Besides, what am I even going to do if I find that griffin again? Just strip and return the favor?
Potluck and Razor nodded with completely straight faces. James stared at them.
Seriously? What the fuck is wrong with you?
A couple of seconds passed, and a shit-eating grin split Razor's muzzle as he snickered and thumped his hoof on the table. Potluck, meanwhile, simply shook his head like a disappointed parent and sighed.
Oh, my dear human friend. Despite having no modesty, you're just way too modest.
James rolled his eyes and down the rest of his coffee.
Oh, goddamn ponies. You're all crazy.
I don't know why, but I fucking love male gossip like that. It's just so... There's something very inappropriate, but very funny. It's just all of that together, blending in, fucking hysterical. I laughed my ass off with this. And I really hope that you all did too. Now let's get on to our hysterical donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coldhard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Pony Man. Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Strix, RuneScythe9852, Dospo, Ryanny Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Austin Roland, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Cerberus, Goulash Eating Hazar, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Jopier C, Alex F, Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Krakow, and Mr. ECU. Thank you all very much for watching this video. Live life to the fullest, and if I see any one of these things again, oh my god, I want to read all of them.